Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking a gay person to change and be straight.
That's right.
Did you know that coming to Jesus is not missing the tribulation? You know, you don't go to Jesus because you want to miss the fearful things that are coming. The tribulation period is a 7-year period of time when it's not going to be too pleasant on earth. The first half of the tribulation period, 3.3 billion people will be killed. Again, let me tell you, 3.3 billion people will be killed in a 42-month period. Often, when people come to witness Jesus Christ, they say, "This is a scary time and you don't want to go through it, so accept Jesus and you will miss this tribulation period." So then, what this is happening is you're accepting Jesus based on missing all of this death that's coming on earth very soon. This is not how you accept Jesus Christ. You don't accept Jesus Christ because of his promises. He promises a lot of good things. "In my Father's house is many mansions. I go there to prepare one for you." Well, this is pretty nice. Jesus is going to make a big house for us. We're going to live in a luxurious house. You know, and this is great. We'll have everything we ever want. The food will be this is delicious as ever. The view of the land is going to be beautiful. The buildings are going to be fantastic. The Bible tries to describe it as all manner of kind of jewelry or something like that. It'll probably be not exactly like that. You know, it's going to be a fantastic type of place, you know. And along with this, if you didn't accept Jesus, you would go to hell, which is not actually true. You would go into the lake of fire. Hell is going to be put into the lake of fire. And all those that don't believe will be put in the lake of fire. So often when we go and hear people preaching, we're hearing this, "Choose between heaven and hell." You don't choose between things that are material. No, material is not just the physical things of today in our own flesh and body. When you get to heaven, you got the big house, remember? "In my Father's house and many mansions." You got all the food you want. And everything's made of rich, luxurious stuff. It's going to be fantastic. Your body's never going to get sick. All these wonderful comforts of the body as it was, even though then it will be a spiritual body. We don't accept Jesus because we're going to be wonderful in every kind of way and all our needs are met and so forth and so on. If you're coming to Jesus because you want Jesus to be a material Jesus, so you can have everything you ever imagined, you can have all knowledge, anything you don't understand, you just kind of give it a thought or something, and all of a sudden you get to understand. You know, you want to go someplace, there you are. So forth, there's all kinds of wonderful things about heaven. And there's certainly a lot of stuff we hear about hell that we don't want. It's kind of a nasty place, kind of bad people there, you know. We don't want to go there. So when ministers come around and gives the fear gospel of, you know, we don't want our heads to get chopped off. We don't want to live in this situation where you can't buy anything. So you're gonna can't buy food and everything. It's gonna be terrible. And they're all out to kill you. Boy, unless you join them, they're gonna try to kill you. It's scary. You know, you don't want to do that. And hey, we got a free ticket out of that. Accept Jesus. If you're accepting Jesus based on a free ticket out of bad stuff and into good stuff, well, Jesus does that. You know, you get to miss, or at least the bad stuff, isn't going to be able to win over you. It's more complicated than that. And the good stuff's going to be there. You know, all those promises, it's great. But if you're coming to Jesus based on these things, then you're coming on based on a material idea of God, what He can give you. And this is not Jesus. Jesus will do these things. But Jesus first loved you. What He did on the cross was because you can't do what He did. You would die eternally. Because you deserve it. Your sins that you've done, no matter how small or how big, will get you on the cross. You have to spill your blood. But you're not pure by any means. Your blood is not going to hack it. It's not going to be able to get your sins fixed up so they're not sins anymore, cleaned up. It's not going to pay the price for your sin. It pays the price, okay, but you have eternal death. Because you can't do it. Your sins aren't good. Your blood isn't good enough to wash away and scrub you clean of your sins. So once you die and got paid the price for your sins, you're not going to have eternal life. And Jesus knows that you can't do that. He knows you don't like Him at all. Or you don't even think about Him or something. You pay no attention. And so He goes out of His way to do things around you. Send the Holy Spirit, because it's only by the Holy Spirit that draws you that you actually have this choice to choose Jesus. You're not choosing heaven. It's Jesus. Heaven is nothing without Jesus. When you go to live eternity in heaven or earth, because, you know, in my Father's house, the many mansion, what do you think that is? That's in New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is the size, or about the size, of Pluto. It's pyramid shaped. So you set Pluto on current day Jerusalem, and you'll have about the, and you whittle it down to look like a pyramid, then you have something about the size of New Jerusalem. And in New Jerusalem is your mansion, as it were. And so that means that, of course, in those kind of situations, you don't need an elevator, but in our day, we take an elevator, go to the top, look around, you're 1,500 miles off the earth. 1,200 miles, I guess. Anyway, you're looking, this is the place that you're going. But when you go there, first it's going to be on earth for 1,000 years. But you're going to go there, and who do you think is going to be there? Do you think your one-on-one relationship with Jesus ends when the rapture takes place or you die in Christ? No, it doesn't. Jesus will still be very personal, 24/7, 365 days a year. Whatever time is counted as, Jesus is there. Heaven is a place where you're going to continue your personal relationship with Jesus. If you're thinking heaven anything else, it's a place that you can retire and travel all over the universe and have a good, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, visit all your relatives and friends and so forth, have a good old time, it's just party or something, it's just nothing but bliss and happiness. That's not what heaven is. Jesus is there. So when you are thinking about heaven, it's eternity with Jesus. Not eternity in heaven that you could do as you please. And you'll do right because all the bad stuff is out of you, so you don't even have to worry about doing bad stuff. So whatever it is that you do will be good anyway. It's still not going to be that kind of a place. So when you are coming to Christ, you've got to realize that it is Christ. You know, we hear Christ-centered. What do you think all this kind of stuff means? Does it mean that when you accept Christ, then you go to work and you forget about Christ until next Sunday? Or is it that 24/7, every waking moment, you're thinking about Jesus? He says, be in continual prayer. It's almost like your thoughts are now changed. It's a two-way conversation with Jesus, and Jesus mostly listens. Instead of before, you had your conversation with yourself or something when you did your thoughts process. You're in continual prayer with Jesus when you accept Jesus. Jesus died for your sins. He first loved you. Then one time, he sort of knocked at the door. And you peeked through the peephole, and you saw him, and you said, huh? Who's this? Looks pretty good. Let me hear a little bit about you or something. The circumstance of your life, whatever it is, some people just, you know, you don't have to have a crisis because we all know we're sinners. So even if we're living in just what seems to be really decent kind of life and everything's fine, you never really did any particularly bad sins. You would be hard for us to be able to point out some of them and everything, but for some reason or another, when Jesus comes knocking at the door of your heart, you recognize some things that you're a sinner. You don't need to have named sins. You just know you are. And it's this process of the Holy Spirit drawing you to Christ that you will have the choice. You can reject it. Doesn't mean that Jesus will stop knocking. You basically have until you die before he stops knocking. There's lots of people go around preaching around saying that, you know, at some point the Holy Spirit gets tired and knock at your door anymore. Well, it's more complex than that. The Holy Spirit's not going to get tired of drawing you to Christ. But there are some people that literally make certain choices that this is talking about. And don't try to figure out necessarily if you're possibly one of them. Because if you're able to even listen to anything I'm saying now, you're already being drawn to Jesus. And it's not going to be a question, or you would have long ago switched the channel. Jesus came to die for your sins. He is able to because he doesn't have any sins. And so when he died on the cross, his blood was good enough to pay for the sins of all the world. When Jesus was up there on the cross, he had time to think about you. 2,000 years off into the future. And he said, I'm doing it for him. He knows you. And it's hard for us to understand how he can know all the 6 billion plus people on earth today and all the 6 billion plus people that have lived and died, but he does. And he wants a personal relationship and seeks it, and he loves every one of you. And he's going to draw you and talk to you and urge you by all kinds of ways and means. It is Jesus Christ, Son of God, that you come to Jesus for, not the material things he promises you. And I'm not talking about the material things on earth, I'm talking about the material things in heaven. It's great to have those material things in heaven. And material in this kind of thing, because, you know, we like to get complex here, doesn't necessarily mean they're physical things, although we will have at least 1,000 years of the physical earth of people physically walking around in flesh. But if you're a Christian, you will, before this 1,000 years started, you'll be in a spirit body. And so you need to understand that It is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus that you are accepting it and centering your life on. It is not because you're going to miss the tribulation, but you will go to the tribulation anyway, despite what anybody's trying to tell you. There's 1260 days that is set in stone to spank all Christians. So all Christians that are still alive, they're not going to get raptured away before this. The rapture will come after this 1260-day period, and then a few more, several, you know, a couple of months or so after that. Did you hear me? You're still going to go through tribulation. All the people that are trying to tell you you're going to miss it, you're still going to go through it. If you chose Jesus to miss the tribulation, then you're in for a real heartbreak situation. To see, because you can't understand it. You thought you chose Jesus to miss the tribulation, and now you see yourself in the tribulation. People, it's going to happen. Put your head on straight and keep in mind the reason we have a sinner's prayer. God, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, your only Son, that He became a man and that He died on the cross for my sin. And on the third day You rose Him. If you believe this kind of thing, then, and accept it and ask Him to forgive you, this is it. Jesus came to do this thing. His ministry, His purpose to come to earth was to die for you. Instruct you on a few things, tell you some of the great, wonderful stuff that's going to be coming up and everything. Lots of times be a little bit of an example and so forth. But He came for you. He came to do this job of dying and spilling His blood so that you can accept Him. Before that time, you had to become an Israelite, a Hebrew. You had to accept their faith and begin to follow all these laws and kill all these animals for every kind of reason, to cover your blood a little bit. And they have to get, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, until you die. When Jesus came along and said, now it's all done. No more needing to kill animals, because His blood was good enough for every human being of all time. Accepting Jesus is just that. If you come to Jesus for any other reason than Jesus, then you're accepting Jesus for the wrong reason. The wonderfulness is you realize that Jesus made a way, because you understand now and recognize that you're a sinner, and you really actually know you have no hope. Maybe you don't understand why you believe all that, because you know you used to deny it. You know, it's pretty amazing when I accepted Jesus. How could I possibly believe something that I was a total atheist? I believe beyond a shadow of doubt there was no God of any kind. And so I had to deal with this thing of how come I believe this? You know, it's really amazing. This is startling. It's miraculous that I, for some reason or another, just believe. The Bible is the Word of God, literally. It doesn't matter anything else. You know, for some reason, something I didn't believe before, now I believe. I don't understand it. So you'll go through a period of time, at least, if you were really strongly an atheist, as you thought you were, and suddenly you come upon this strange thing. You believe. You know, it's pretty exciting. And you go through a long time, tears just flowing like crazy. You know, you can't even read a sentence in the Bible without a flood of tears. At least on my experience, when I first accepted Jesus, and they gave me that little book of John, you know, in the King James Version. And I read it, and I had to go get more. And it was a flood through the whole reading from page one to the end. It just kept flooding, flooding, flooding. Tears like crazy of joy. Jesus is why you accept Jesus. Not because of the mansion. If you get your head on straight and understand you're accepting Jesus for Jesus' sake and who he is and why he came, then you got a foundation. But if you're hearing all these scary things about the coming days, and so you don't want to do it, and somebody telling you, here's the way out, that's the wrong reason to accept Jesus. It's exciting. Even fun, maybe, a little bit. It's scary, no doubt, of what's about to happen. Often I say on here, before is like if you going on a trip to Disneyland compared to what it will be soon in the United States. And we hear about this before often enough. But I'm saying it's like going to Disneyland for a reason, because it really is going to get pretty scary here in the United States. And you're going to be here, but that's no reason to say, I want to miss that kind of stuff and accept Jesus, because you're going to have it anyway. But that's not even the point. The point is you don't go to Jesus because of the fear of the stuff. There's concentration camps. They're going to collect about 30 to 40 million United States citizens and put them into these concentration camps, re-education camps, slave labor camps. The purpose here is to get the United States into a situation where it does not have this freedom thing that we have. Because this is a necessary thing to get rid of so that we can get on into Antichrist's kingdom. Necessary for a time for us to be this wonderful free country and have all this power that we have. But now we're in the time that we must change the focus into the worldwide one world government that doesn't like Christians at all. And we read 5,000 years of the efforts of a certain elite group to create Antichrist's kingdom. And much of the formulation of Antichrist's kingdom is to get you. Can't you get it across? Doesn't it somehow, you have this Bible here that tells you about Antichrist's kingdom and all that, and you have all prophecy teachers and all that. Don't you understand the time and effort to put into the coming one world government is to get rid of Christians? And you think God's going to pluck you out in the way? No, I'm sorry. All the work of Satan through all his agencies that he's got on earth to create Antichrist's kingdom, and for the various reasons, is he wants to hurt Christians. And he's not going to not have this. Did you hear me? His efforts are not in vain. He is creating something to hurt you and to try to get you to turn your back on Jesus. About 2/3 of you will. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to him. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Forgive me of my sins and come into my life. I believe God rose you on the third day. A simple prayer gets you saved. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and read the King James Bible. Get ready, people. Pretty soon, Jesus will return.